example, Eric Adams, a whole bunch of things. Basically, prosecutors are saying that he solicited and took bribes. This is the allegations from Turkey business people. At least one government official took donations from foreigners and corporations for his mayoral campaigns, and those were actually matched too. So there's like a double benefit to that, and tried to cover it up. It's like Helene with this horrible storm, like not getting in my opinion, the publicity. This case isn't probably getting talked about enough. We want to get some details on it from Jim Bergen, our good friend from Shipman and Goodwin here in Bryan & Company. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is very interesting.
So I know you've been doing a deep dive on this case. I'm just sort of curious because, you know, there was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal that said it's not really that strong a case. And then I see people on the other side say, you know, I mean, this is the end of his career and he could go to prison. How strong a case is it?
I don't think it's as strong as the prosecution is trying to make the whole public believe, frankly. Otherwise, why would they be trying so hard? I'm just very grateful in my career that up here, the Connecticut federal prosecutors never do what's happened in this case. They just don't do it. We actually have a local federal rule that says prosecutors aren't supposed to give opinion on guilt or innocence. Very strict. And here, you saw a lot of people saw the U.S. attorney giving all kinds of statements that we just don't do here. And there are specific rules that you can't do it. The problem is that when you read this 57-page, you know, of course, 57 pages of bad stuff nobody wants. So this definitely is going to hurt him. But that doesn't necessarily mean this is going to result in what the prosecutors want, because most of it is just filled with the fact that the airlines upgraded him. And there's very few of us who've not flown. And those of us who have flown frequently have to walk right by people who are in first class or business class. And, you know, the airlines can put people up there if they feel like it. And frankly, they're going to put the influencers of the public there because they want people to, you know, Turkish Airlines, they're the best. So most of this is that. There are some things that are really, really bad. In terms of the foreign donors and the Strud donors. That's just black and white. You can't do it. But all of that was done by staffers. And this lawyer, Alex Spiro, he basically is saying that there's no email messages or texts or anything that corroborate the mayor knew. So most of the stuff that's in there is what the underlings are doing. Now, they're not supposed to do it. It's illegal. But, you know, the mayor, they even quote the mayor a couple of times in this saying, hey, it's got to be right, you know, that sort of stuff. So, you know, this is going to be a horse race. We're going to watch this for a while.
You know, Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin joining us. Well, I didn't read all 57 pages, so I can't speak to it. But I read something that basically said that, you know, it's a classic case. Maybe the cover-up's worse than the crime, and that some of, like, he tried to throw people off the scent of the donation type thing, as if he purposefully, you know, said, you know, let's do it right, and they sort of to cover it up. I mean, is that not in there?
Oh yeah, no, that is always the thing that lawyers advise clients about. That, you know, once there's an investigation that the lawyer's involved in, you know, I always just tell my clients, hey, from now on you're an angel. You know, that's whatever you did in the past, you know, I can't do anything about, but. Because we all saw, you know, that people go down just for destroying things because it looks so horrible. Although one of the things they say is that he changed his password, and then he told the prosecutors that he changed his password, that he can't remember his password. Well, I don't know how many people who are listening right now can remember all their passwords. So it is, you know, potentially believable that he didn't remember his passwords. Bottom line, yeah, you don't like any of that stuff. There is some of that stuff, but I don't know if that's enough to establish the corpus, that is the body of the crime itself.
So it sounds, Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin joining us, it sounds like you're skeptical about a possible conviction here.
You know, I just wouldn't bet the farm either way, because it is up to a jury ultimately. All I'm saying is he's got this Alex Spiro with a team of talent, you know, Quinn Emanuel, they're really good lawyers, and he's got a whole bunch of them. And he's already said, you know, I love his quote, this is an airline upgrade corruption case.
Right.
And frankly, if you just read the 57 pages, and I'm not inviting you to enjoy it, it's not fun to do it. It took a long time because, of course, I got to scrutinize it, not just peruse it. Most of it's about that. Huh. You know, and if in fact, and you know, if there was an actual email or text from the mayor, that would be in there. It isn't in there. Huh. So, and then, and he's saying, well, I want all the exculpatory evidence right away, because some of it's actually in there. You know, I told you, he says things, you know, you got to do it right, things like that. It's in there. And of course, that looks like how somebody would do something when they know, this doesn't look right. Oh, let's make this look right. But it could just otherwise be, you know, a presumption of innocence, not something that's going to convict them.
Yeah. Jim Berg and Shipman and Goodwin joining us here on Brian and Company. You know, lastly, what's the order of operations here, and when will this be fully adjudicated?
Oh, boy. It's going to take a long time because they've got to provide a lot of evidence, and he's got a right to review it. And now here, while that's going on, they're still investigating. They're going to come up with other charges. And all these people that are under pressure now, you know, people who actually did the stuff, you know, the underlings, they're going to be given deals and immunity. And so that's going to start leaking in. So this is just, as I say, it's going to be a horse race. It's going to be one of those things that, unfortunately, is going to occupy a lot of attention.
Maybe he'll run for re-election under the umbrella of this issue still lingering?
Oh, I think he can. That's the New York voters. You know, it's really dog eat dog in New York. So, you know, I'm not sure how that's going to fly. I just know that he's going to fight hard. He's worked his butt off so far. He's hired the best team. And the prosecutors, when you pull out all the stops and go public, it reminds me of how Giuliani used to do this. And it used to drive most lawyers crazy because he'd have these gray, white-collar cases, but he'd always insist on having the perp walk and making sure the whole press saw everything, as opposed to just rely on the damned evidence. Let the evidence do it. That's how the law's supposed to work.
Well, he's got to run again a year from now, so we'll see what happens. Obviously, these things can take a lot of time. You know, Jim, people don't really understand, even for a short appearance like this, how much homework you do, and we really appreciate you illuminating an important case and giving us your perspective.
Glad to help. I enjoy it.
All right, Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin joining us here on Brian and Company.